Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Samantha, how long have you been dating Nick?
I've been dating Nick for a little over 2 years now.
Are you suspicious that something's going on?
Yeah, I'm a little worried. Nick's brother, recently, we just found out that he's been cheating on his girlfriend for a really long time. And Nick's dad, a couple years ago, we found out was cheating on Nick's mom. And I feel like it just kind of runs in the family almost. And Nick's just been, I don't know, really distant lately, really kind of shady. You know, doesn't answer my texts or my calls sometimes. I feel like something might be up. I don't know.
If he was cheating, do you have a girl in mind that he'd be doing this with?
There's this girl that he works with. I think her name is Gina. She's really, you know, peppy and blonde, and I'm just really worried it might be her.
I have this article that I've been sitting on forever, and I haven't brought it up to you guys. Some women can blame their cheating on genetics. Scientists have uncovered an infidelity gene that only women have.
Only women have it?
The gene only affects women.
Well, but he's a guy.
I know.
So this doesn't help him. But
we try to bail him out.
Sorry.
He hasn't even done anything wrong yet, guys. We haven't even asked him to send the roses yet.
But she said that, like, his dad cheated, her brother cheated, so...
I will say this. My grandmother used to have a saying that she says, tell me who you hang out with and I'll tell you what you are.
Right. Is this something that you're thinking about advancing? I mean, are you looking to marry him possibly?
I don't know. I feel like it might be headed in that direction. You know, we've been dating for a couple of years now. I'd like that to be what happens in the end, you know?
All right. Let's call Nick. Uh-huh. We'll offer him a romantic package, romantic roses, and find out who he sends them to. Don't say anything till he writes down what he wants to say in the card if he doesn't send it to you. So try and stay quiet. I know you're going to get mad if he doesn't send it to you, but try and stay quiet if you can, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Nick?
Yeah, it's him.
Hi, Nick. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have your name down here as our text to win winner for the promotion this month, and congratulations.
Thanks. What does this mean?
You actually win 12 beautiful red roses to send to the one you love.
Okay, all right. Cool.
So,
What do I gotta do?
I don't need a credit card or anything like that from you. I just need to know who you would like to send the flowers to and what you would like the card to say.
I want to send them to Gina and say something like you'll always be my girl. You know I love you.
Okay, to Gina, you'll always be my girl.
Nick, okay. Are you serious?
What?
Here we go. This is Mani, Roy, and Loren from Kiss 95.1. This is War of the Roses. Nick, maybe you've heard of it.
What?
We asked you to send roses to someone, and you pick someone other than your girlfriend to send them to.
And it's a romantic gift basket.
And your girlfriend's on the phone.
I can't believe you chose to send those to Gina.
Now, Gina is the girl you said earlier, Samantha, that he would send them to if he was going to send them to someone else.
The preppy one?
Yes.
The peppy one?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that he would do that.
Nick, do you have anything to say here? Like, why would you send them to Gina over Samantha?
Look, Samantha, you know that you know how I feel. Come on. This isn't...
No, I don't believe that at all. You just sent those to another woman.
Here's the thing. Not only did he send them to another woman, he sent them with a note that says, you're my girl, always love you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, we know. We heard it.
But listen. You know that you're my girl.
I don't know that.
Really. And what?
Well, 5 minutes ago.
I didn't know that. I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, why would she believe you if you didn't send her the flowers? Because that's all it would have taken, was just for you to send the flowers to her. We just called another couple about 10 minutes ago. He sent the flowers to her with a nice note.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? He's not cheating on her.
Yeah, no, it's messed up. I admit it, but it's like, look, you know how it is, and you know how guys are, and you know how, like...
No, I don't. I don't cheat. So tell me, how are guys?
Well, I think it's more than just, like, you know, cheating. It's like a genetic thing. For me, it's you know, kind of runs in my family.
We know, we heard.
Like what we do. And
okay,
like,
it's not a disease, okay?
Right.
You can't catch
it's
it.
It's a learned behavior. How long has it been going on with Gina?
Not that long.
So you are admitting to it, just so we're all on the same
page.
Yeah,
I'm admitting to it, but like...
He's saying it's a disease, just like I was just reading.
It doesn't mean anything. You know, they're trying to make it into something big. It's not what happened.
You're saying it's a disease, Nick? Seriously?
Samantha, are you buying that?
No, absolutely not. That's such crap. It's not a disease. He chose to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I care about Samantha, and I don't want to lose you. And yeah, I messed up, and... I'm a jerk, you know, but it doesn't mean I don't care about you.
I'm going to let him go. We'll see you, dude. And sorry about the way it ended, but...
At least you know.
You had your hunch.
Thanks, guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Loren is over there shaking her head, yes, 100 miles an hour during this War of the Roses.
You know, I kind of do think that cheating could run in the family.
Oh, you can't be serious.
I am serious. Not only do I think it could be a learned behavior because you've seen somebody else do it, but I think that it could actually be a genetic thing.
All right, we'll take your calls on that. If you agree with Loren that, yes, it is a genetic thing, like maybe dad cheated so son cheats or mom cheats so daughter cheats, we'll do that. Also, I think we should just talk about cheating is contagious in general. Do you know anyone who cheated and then their friend did it too because they did it? 704-570-9595. We're talking cheaters this morning for a change.
Like we do every day.
Yeah. Look who's making breakfast. Nanny Kiss 95.1.
Just wrapping up that War of the Roses where they thought that cheating was in the genes.
Yeah, I mean, genetic. Nick threw it out there, and I kind of agree with him. Not that I'm making excuses for anyone, but I do kind of think that it could be a learned behavior, and it could run in the family.
Well, social media is blowing up. Twitter, Instagram. You can actually watch us. We have cameras in here. We're on Facebook Live. Just look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. People are saying that it's not genetic, but it's learned behavior. Some people are believing that's the genetic thing. And I'm so shocked that Loren honestly believes that it could be passed down from genes to genes.
Well, she's not alone, Roy. We got all our phone. Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh. Are you
right?
Okay?
Don't die.
Oh, boy.
I know the Heimlich.
I just choked on a piece of...
gummy bear.
Yeah, but I was going to say, we're going to get to all these phone calls. We're going to get to all these phone calls coming up in a second. But I want to remind everyone that the $1,000 KISS cash code is back starting Monday morning.
Yes.
8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 4 and 6 p.m. Your shot at $1,000 brought to you by the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So let's go ahead and bring in Anonymous in Denver. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. You come from a family of cheaters?
Yeah, pretty much. My great grandmother cheated on my great grandfather multiple times. Her daughter, which is my grandmother, also did. My mother has cheated on my dad.
Wow.
And her sister, my aunt, also was cheating on her husband.
Look at that, people.
So I'm here to break the cycle. But to what Loren was saying, I don't think that it's necessarily hereditary, but I do think that you can feed off each other. Like if you see someone else doing it and they've gotten by with it, you know, you feel like you can do the same, or you kind of, oh, they won't judge me because they've done it too.
Anonymous,
that kind of thing.
Do you have to work extra hard to stay on the straight and narrow?
No, because I love the man that I'm with, and it's just not worth it to me to risk losing that. So to me, it's not an issue.
Yeah, I mean, there might be something to that, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Maybe your great-grandmother, your mother, your aunt all married or dated bad guys.
Well, that's what I, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't really know, like, my great-grandfather and that whole situation, but my dad was a good man. But what's funny is my mom and my aunt were both cheating on their husbands at the same time.
Man.
And they would meet up and have lunch together and talk about their affairs. Like, they would feed off of each other.
Well, there's not much going on in a small town. You need something to do.
I guess.
Here's the thing. And I really, you know, now this kind of feeds into my theory, because I think if it was just one generation, you could call it a coincidence. But she's talking multiple generations in her family.
But they keep learning it from each other. Well, grandma did it. And, you know,
it was passed on like the force. Like
the plague.
It's like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. This is Chad in Indian Trail. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're well. Thank you so much for taking the time to call the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. So what do you think about cheating?
I actually think it's a learned trait.
Learned,
okay. When I was younger, I remember my mom visiting several times a guy who was not my father, and I did not know who he was. But I do remember it very vividly because he really liked frogs for some reason, very colorful frogs. That's probably one of the only reasons I remember him. And okay. We visited him very many times. And I didn't put it together until later down the road that maybe my problems that I was having were learned from seeing what I had saw.
So let me get this straight. Take the frogs out of it. Your mom brought you around her affair.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
And it really took a little bit. I had to think about it because I really didn't remember it until I thought, like, who was this guy with a bunch of frogs that my mom would see? And later on in arguments that I would hear with my parents, my dad would bring up bringing my kid around
the frog
somebody
guy.
Else, et cetera, et cetera.
Why are you wearing that frog necklace?
Yeah.
Thanks,
That's
Chad.
That's when that frog played in my head. I said, uh-oh. That was probably it.
Huh.
That is crazy for his mom to bring him around the affair dude.
We just had a War of the Roses where, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was taking his, like, baby who was still in diapers around who he was cheating on with.
And
you got to do what you got to do.
True fact, Chad's never been frog hunting.
That is true.
That's true.
Also, side note, if she wasn't bringing him with to that guy's house, who would then cover childcare? Would it be the guy or the mom? Who's responsible for paying?
The frogs.
There you go.
This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the
I think I might go back to Disney. I forgot how dumb this show was. Hi, Anonymous.
I'm losing brain cells.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Do you think cheating is genetic?
I don't think it's genetic. I kind of agree with the guy before me that it's definitely a learned trait. So about a year ago, I found out my ex was cheating on me, but before that, we found out that his dad was cheating on his mom.
Mm.
So it's definitely something that, you know, is brought up. And the cheating of his dad was a multiple consecutive thing.
Yeah.
So I think that it definitely is a learned trait for sure.
And, you know, Anonymous, because I've had this with friends where one friend will be in a relationship, the other friend will be single, and they keep seeing how the single guy's living the life. And they're like, maybe I should be single. So it's almost like, well, you know, he cheated, and that looked like a lot of fun.
The squad gets single all at one time.
That's what happened. I had a friend who married a flight attendant, thank you, Anonymous, because he thought it would be cool to be able to fly around on her pass and all that stuff, but they really didn't have anything in common, so they ended up getting divorced. And I think what really drove him to getting divorced was a mutual friend of ours went through a divorce and got on Tinder and kept sending my buddy, who was contemplating leaving his wife, he kept sending him pictures of all these women that he was dating. So I said to my buddy, I'm like, what's going on? Are you guys going to try and make your marriage work? He goes, no, dude, you should see the girls that leg's getting.
Oh my gosh.
His name here, but, you know.
Right. He's like, you can now date from your couch.
Yeah.
That didn't exist back then.
Right.
Tinder's now a thing.
That is true.
Everybody's lined up saying it's not genetic, it's all learned behavior, but you guys would not believe if we went to all 12 lines, just husband's dad cheated, brother cheated, so I cheated. It's just, it's so crazy. It's a family trait.
It's a family affair.
It really is.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
So George Clooney says that his time on ER prepared him for having twins. I'll tell you why coming up in the dirty.
What was that feedback?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That's the second time I've heard it today.
I don't know.
All right, 10 minutes. We'll get to that dirty.
This is Charlotte.